Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, and welcome back to another great and crazy episode of Drunk World Order. Tonight's topic, we got a lot of cool stuff on the table. Do evil reptilians rule the world? Reptilians, did I say that right? And then we also have, you know, we are Drunk World Order, and we have great music from Michael Picard of No Longer the Hero. A lot of new solo tracks you guys haven't heard before, and if you guys are faded and drunk, then you're going to have a great time with us tonight. If not, then, forever hold your peace. But, yeah, so now, wow, we already got the star of the show here. Michael Picard is on the line, and I'm pretty sure we're both drunk. This time we're both actually drunk, I think. So this time let me bring on this mic. Let's click live. Yes. What the hell? Okay, they click. Yo, man, what's up? Michael, you're on the line. How are you?
What up, man? I'm great, but I'm not the star of the show, man. Not even close. That's you.
Wow. I'm the star. I always thought of myself as the host and the people with the stars, but yeah, no, I mean, I feel that you're the star because you're a really good singer and a good artist, and I mean, I always appreciate that you always hit me up with the new music first, and like, I love that, like, on Facebook, people like it too, so it's like, yeah, it makes me feel good that I can get the music out there, you know?
Yeah, and it's much appreciated, man. And don't discredit yourself. You're a good artist too, man. It's not just about me. I mean, we always have, like, new music from me, but you're just as good of an artist as I am. We're just a lot different.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, I got to start recording some more. That's another thing. But, yeah, I love music, man, and like, yeah, so like I was going to tell you, do you, as far as tonight's topic, what do you think? Do you think that reptilians rule the world? Have you heard the David Icke theories about the conspiracy of like how like maybe like government and like high powered people are really reptiles instead of humans, or they're like shapeshifters, or have you never heard that?
I've heard about lizard people, and I've read and watched videos on it, and I'm not really informed enough, like, to make an opinion on it, but I do find the theory interesting, and I'd be, like, willing if you want to educate me and educate anybody who's listening. Yeah, I'd like to hear more about it.
Yeah, man, I mean, I don't know a lot about it, except for what this guy said, dude, and then it's like, the thing I find funny that he says, and a lot of other people say, they talk about, like, love and how the brain works, they say that we all have a reptilian brain. So they're saying that reptilians rule the world, but we all have a part of our brain that's part reptilian. So then I'm thinking, okay, so that just means humans are ruling the world. I mean, really, when you think about it, right? Because they just said the part of our brain that triggers this or feels this or whatever, it's like that's part reptilian. And I'm like, okay, so we're part reptile. So then I'm thinking, so you're just thinking, they're just saying there's people that are totally with the tongue and with the skin that comes out, you know. I can't do that, so I know I'm, like, at least mostly human.
I think it's interesting to think about, man.
Yeah,
it kind of, like, it goes back to, like, how people will view, like, secret societies and stuff. And to me, it factors more into, like, what's unknown to me, so what's unknown to me could be anything in the entire world. And because I'm so disconnected from world leaders and stuff like that, they could be reptilian for all I know. That's what I kind of look at it as. I don't really know if I believe it, but it's like crazy to think about.
It's like a possibility, right? Yeah. It's like,
if it was, yeah, like, I think it would be insane.
Yeah, I'd be like, whoa, so these people are part reptile, like, from Mortal Kombat. Because remember, a reptile from Mortal Kombat, he would beat them,
yeah,
and then he'd turn into this dragon or reptile and then eat them. So I'm thinking, was Mortal Kombat trying to tell us the truth? No, it's like
foreshadowing from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, for real, dude. It's like, that's what I think. Yeah, dude. So what do you think, man? What's up with the new songs? You got some really good songs. Let's get to music now. Enough with the conspiracy stuff. I always like to do some crazy conspiracy, you know, on my show. But, yeah, we got a lot of new ones. We've got High Low, Broken Side Density. So what should we play first? And, like, do you want to give some background on one of these tracks or whichever one you want to play first, man? Okay.
Have you heard Density yet?
I haven't. I saved it for tonight because I know you said it last night, and I was so faded off ROM that I couldn't even type or talk. I know I saw the message, and it was in a blur of, like, drunkenness. I'm like, whoa, he sent me a track, but I can't even click it. And I got home, and I tried to do a live stream, and I'm like, whoa, my words are not even forming. So I'm like, yeah, because ROM is crazy. It's not like beer. It's the whole other level.
No, it's way different, man. Yeah, I was drinking whiskey.
Whiskey's pretty nuts, too, yeah.
Yeah, man, I drank a whole bottle last night plus a bunch of beers, so I was like, I was just like laying there, not even able to do anything else. And I ended up texting a few people that song, but let's play Density, man. And about this song,
okay.
Density is in reference to the fact that, you know, if you put like an ounce of oil in a cup and you put an ounce of water, like they won't mix because like they're two different densities. And that's just a metaphor for, I really, really cared about this girl, man. I maybe even loved her. And I had to let her go like a couple of days ago. And we're very, very, like two completely different people. And so I was just saying, like in this song, it's like, essentially it's like it's a story kind of about her and I, but it's like a message, like sometimes opposites can never mix. So that's what it is. It's just about all of that stuff. And it came to me when I was driving home from work the other day because I think I just stopped talking to her like on Tuesday or Wednesday, and the shit is very fresh on my mind. So, that's what this song is about. And,
Wow. That's a trip. See, this is like recent events. It's not past. Wow.
So brand new, man. It still hurts. It still hurts a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, man. I feel you on that, man. Yeah, I've only had really one heartbreak in my whole life, and it was pretty crazy. But I kind of, like, became, like, really angry and dark. And now after all these years, I'm just getting a little more sad. But then I have a drink, and then it becomes just like, yeah, I'm good. But, yeah, I'm crazy. Don't listen to me. I'm the Mad Hatter. But, let's get to this song. Guys, this is Real Deep Music. You're always going to get this on Drunk Talk Radio and Drunk World Order. The best music. This is Michael Picard with the new song Density. Check it out. I hope you guys love it.
The nail bore in my head like a coffin sarcophagus, sarcastic and ominous. You swore ties wouldn't break, it was obvious. You're a myth, I believe, and I retrieve enemies with the balance of challenge I have accepted. Predatory times, my definite. Try to maintain, I'm not in the game, but you never understood my direction. I know now beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can't mix water and oil, you can't mix water and oil. Even if you pull from the inside out. I know now beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can't mix water and oil, you can't mix water and oil. Even if you pull from the inside out. Life flown with no audible inflection. The reptilian design to instill fear. My mind blown cause the radio is destined to make silence when your image reappears. I cried out to a ghost in disguise, a dark angel. My remarks steady strangle. I'm a stranger to fine lines. I walk a tightrope shorter than my lifeline. Forming the minds, I'm gonna rise with a downfall. Over the sky, never deny, giving the devil a call. You can hide, you can run away. The cage bird still sings even if it's prey. And I'm here even if you're gone away. Honestly, I'm a loner with no longer in my time bank. I know now beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can't mix water and oil, you can't mix water and oil. Even if you pull from the inside out. I know now beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can't mix water and oil, you can't mix water and oil. Even if you pull from the inside out. I know now, even if you pull from the inside out. Mirage, I said you're still a motherfucking mirage. I know now, even if you're pulled from the inside out. You can't mix water and oil, I said you can't mix water and oil. I know now, I never even figured it out. Fire and water beyond doubt, the opposite of promises inside out. I could've never figured it out, I said I could've never figured it out. My insides out. You're still gone.
Yo, and welcome back, guys. We are live back on the Drunk World Order, the Drunk Talk Zone. Welcome back. Wow, dude, that song was deep. That was powerful.
Thank you, man. It was a lot different than most of my stuff, you know. It like tends to go on like the rock vibe or whatever, but I think it came out all right. It was just interesting to hear my voice on something like that.
Yeah, dude, for real. And it's like sometimes, like, yeah, just crazy things in our lives. Like, I know when sometimes a girl pissed me off, it wasn't even that I made the song about her, but I really spit a raw flow right after the emotion of whatever it was. You know, back when I was younger, we're talking 22 years old when I was 22. Wow, I'm old now. I'm like 34 now. But yeah, back then, like, they would piss me off, and then people would be like, wow, it was the sickest thing you ever recorded. But it was the raw emotion, right? Like, the kind of – sometimes things like that can inspire you. But especially if you make it about the subject, then it's, like, double the power of the emotion. It's like, yeah, for real.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
This is great music. Yeah. That's just crazy. Oh, man. You know, I love this song a lot, man. And I still love Broken Side a lot because, you know, I drink. So I relate to that a lot. I am a drinker. I'm drinking right now. In fact, I'm drinking that 30. I drank a 40-ounce of E40, and I'm drinking a 32-ounce of Miller High Life. And there's plenty more where that came from. But last night I drank half a bottle of rum. But we are having a party. Yeah, we're doing good. Drunk World Order, you know, that's what it's about.
Absolutely, man. And I thought that you would be able to relate to Broken Side because I had a lot of problems arise because I'm drinking all the time and because I'm drunk all the time and I have to apologize to people and stuff like that. So that was just like a song to my loved ones just to say, like, I hear all the things that you're telling me. It's not like falling on deaf ears or anything like that. Just like a song, like,
right,
from
like
the point of view of an alcoholic, you know?
Dude, for real, that's what I totally got from it, because they're like, I'm sorry for the people I didn't talk to you for a while and stuff like that. Yeah. The other thing with me, though, I'm more like kind of the guy that like hides at night, and I'll just sip at night in the late hours. No one really sees me drinking, you know. Then the next day, they'll probably wonder why I'm hungover or whatever. But like during the regular hours, I'll just be buzzed. And then at night, I'll get really fucked up. But I don't drink to an extreme anymore. I'm just always like try to keep a buzz going, you know.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Like, I have messed up lately because I did like hella E40 and shots. But the worst that happened is I went to sleep. So I was like, I'm an old man. I'm like, I thought I was going to turn up, but I turned up. I was like, good night. That's what really happened.
Yeah,
that
you ended
problem.
Up turning down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know
they're
the
like,
feeling, man. I don't even, yeah, I guess that's where you and I differ. Like, I don't even really, like, keep a buzz or anything. I just drink to forget and drink to not think and stuff like that. And, you know, because
really
of the problem after a while.
Right. Yeah, I feel you, dude. No, that's why I used to drink like that. I used to drink bottles of vodka till, but I loved the whole feeling before I passed out, like the whole feeling till that point. It was like, whoa, this is heaven. And then it's like, whoa, I'm in my bed. How did I get here? You know, it was like, that was the fun
yeah,
part.
Like I never had that before, man. Like,
before,
wait,
you remember
like,
how you got to
months.
The bed?
No, like I never ever blacked out before, and now I black out all the time, multiple times a week, and I don't remember saying certain things to people or certain conversations, or I forget certain details, and I don't get hungover anymore. I don't get sick. I just basically withdraw and stuff like that, and it's tough to deal with. I'm not gonna lie.
I've blacked out before. I remember one time I blacked out on the show with Houdini, and I don't know what I said. And the next day I told him, dude, if I said anything like stupid or offensive, I apologize because I do not remember anything. I don't even remember calling into that show. And I don't remember. I remember is when I woke up, I was throwing up on myself and I went to the bathroom and then I went to sleep. And I don't remember what happened in between the other time lapse. I remember I was promoting on Facebook. I was like, yeah, we're going to do a show and this and that. But yeah, that's how it is. But anyway, speaking of all this alcohol talk, let's get to Broken Side.
All right. Sounds good.
I think that's what they want to hear. Yeah. So guys, this is the next song we're going to play. Michael McCall, Broken Side. This is a great song. About drinking and deep feelings, and yeah, I bet you're gonna love it. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. bring this down from high. Vessel from this open wide. Treble with a bass in mind. Trouble with a basic size. Five down to a raceless, faceless, faceless. Taking for the center side. In a rhythm, I'm a meter, and a summon. I don't follow what I swallow, but I'm entering the hollow. And the matter is, I'm fucking up, but I can't even find El Dorado in a bottle. And I drink more than I ought to. And I think more because I bought you. Sing more to the ocean floor. Breathing, it's getting so hard to. I broke more bones than I thought to. None of those four out to. Last night, I'm getting choked alive. My voice an endless echo. Your ears are closed tonight. Yeah, it's everybody I haven't talked to. I'm sorry, man. In a rain of stainless stain to the vein that is open wide. Why? Why? Because I slashed my wrist tonight. In a rain is nameless. I'm not ready to admit my broken side. Yeah, man, I'll probably cut my wrist tonight. In a rain of stainless stain to the vein that is open wide. I slash my wrist. Ready to admit my broken side. Why? Because I cut my wrist tonight. I didn't mean to ignore you. All I wanted to do was listen. I can't though. Shit, I'm sorry. Sorry I drink too much, man. I got no other way to cope.
We are back on Drunk World Order, Drunk Talk, you know, network, you know what I'm saying? And that was a great track, guys, by Michael Picard, of course, and Drunk Side. I mean, Broken Side. That's my thing. That's how you know I'm faded. I can't even say the name of my own damn tracks. But, yeah, dude, that song is tight, and it really speaks to me. And I've kind of felt like that before and even recently. I've been feeling like that. Like, it's like, I'm not even drinking that much lately. Like, when I drink, I drink. Like, I drink most on the weekends. And it's like, I don't know. But it seems like when if I go many days without drinking, I start getting the dark, sinister thoughts. And I'm very unhappy. And I start getting depressed. And I want to really write sinister shit as far as music and poetry. But as soon as I drink, I'm like, oh, yeah. And yeah, you know. I want to, this drinking heals me. I don't know. Like, I don't know, I really don't know. But yeah, you know, and then that's the way to cope. I just don't know. I think I'm crazy. That's what I think.
I think we're all crazy, man. I didn't want to hijack the show. I remember
oh,
that
yeah,
you
go
said
ahead.
You
yeah,
had some poetry. You had some poetry to read, right?
I did, but I didn't really prepare. But I could probably freestyle some. Let's do some freestyle. I had a few lyrics, so let's. Yeah, I have some lyrics in my mind that I'll probably sing a cappella or say. So let's do that. Yeah, we can do that real quick. Before
all right,
the last song.
You.
All right, let's do this. So, my friends, yeah, speaking on some dark shit, some, well, not dark stuff, but, you know, just a little more, like, deep stuff. Let's do this. So. I'm not freaking sing though. I'm pretty faded, so I'll probably do it poetry style. So I said poetry. I'm not gonna really sing it because, you know, sometimes I was able to sing when I was on the show with you and Houdini, and I was faded. I don't know how that came out. Like, yeah, I hope it came out okay. Either ways, let's do this. Okay. Let's make something up. Yeah, I gotta make something up. I mean, I could like make something in my house. Okay, here we go. Oh yeah, I got some poetry. Day by day, I fade away. I sip the beer and call it another day. Sometimes I thought I cried. I dreamed of suicide, but then the ghost that came through the Ouija board, she told me that I already died. So why try to die? I just drink another magical potion to keep floating as a ghost, quoting words from the dead poets. They don't know me. Just see me on the TV screen. But when the show is over, they don't see it's just a skeleton and a demon inside of me. I already died, but I'm still riding for me. THUG, hustling, making money. That's what I try to chase, but it's all an illusion. Either way, get lost in the confusion. That's how I do an infusion. They say psychosis, but it's really genosis, osmosis. I don't know. propose the toastest. I'm the hostess with the mostest. They all want to click to get the views, get the money, get the revenues. That's what it's all about, get the money. They just want the riches and the bitches, but in the end, it don't mean a motherfucking thing because the soulmate's dead. And probably I died deep inside, gripping the mic, whatever sight. Don't really matter, man, because tonight it's time to meet the fright. I'm just a ghost, just a corpse, walking dead, undead, how they said, you know. I don't know, but yeah, that's a little song. I just made it up. I kind of lost it.
That was good, man. That was one of, I think that was the best thing I've ever heard you do off the dome.
Yeah, because I try to make it more. It's kind of stuff I've been thinking about mixed with stuff. The first line I wrote, like the first five words I wrote, and then I went off that, and I was thinking, yeah, that would be really good.
Yeah. It sounds very deep. It sounds like straight from exactly like how you're feeling. Like I hear Gabriel on this song, you know, like, and other times it feels like that may not be like how exactly you feel or something like that.
Yeah, most of the time I try to make stuff that just sounds good or I think that people are going to like, you know, but then I always think like, man, if you're really going to say what you're going to say, then, I mean, that's what really matters, you know, what you're feeling and stuff. Yeah, and I have some other darker stuff I was thinking about, but I didn't really write it. It was just in my head, but I didn't. But, like, you know, some stuff like that. But at least it's kind of
yeah.
I put it down.
Yeah, I want to hear new music from you in, like, a style like that. I think that'd be really good, and I think it's important not to worry about what you think people are going to like, but rather what you want to put out.
Yeah, what you want to say, right? Exactly. That's what I started thinking. It's like, yeah, I could make music that people are going to like or what might be popular or whatever, but then it's like, I don't know what to say what I'm going to say. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, man. We need more stuff like that. It has to be.
Because I'm pretty sure, Nine Inch Nails never really cared, or you know, Marilyn Manson. They made really dark stuff that was like really. People thought it was extreme how crazy the lyrics were and what they said and what they did. But it's like maybe that's what they were feeling for whatever reason. Maybe no one understood why they were feeling that, you know, at the moment. And they just said that's evil because society will be like, well, you're not supposed to feel like that. You got to be happy and go lucky. You have to, you know, be normal, but like, why? You know, that's what I always say. It's like, well, not everyone, I don't know, had that normal path. I don't know. It's like, I'm crazy.
I don't even know what normal is, man. I don't even know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think if you looked in the earth, I think you could find something odd or something strange about it.
Yeah, and most of the greatest people that were like artists and poets were like kind of weird, you know, like Tim Burton, Edgar Allan Poe, you know, Marilyn Manson, N.I.N., Trent Reznor. People would look at these guys as weirdos, but they're not. They're just really good artists. Even like, you know, Mozart and Beethoven were looked at as strange, you know, but like they were really good at what they did. So I just think like, yeah, a lot of artists were just weird. And they'll just be like, you're different. But it's like, I take that as a compliment because I don't want to be just one of the other people. Like, you know, just another person. I want to be like, yeah, you guys are talking about me and talking crap or whatever. Like, sometimes I see stuff on sites where people talk crap about me and I think it's funny. But I'm just like, that's good because at least they're paying attention, you know. Because if they weren't, then I'd be like, yeah, I want to be doing my job.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of the best people were misunderstood. And that's what I think about all the names that you mentioned. They were misunderstood when they first came out. And then once like people actually sat there and they studied what kind of art they were putting out, they started to view them as somewhat of not like geniuses, but they're viewed as like a lot more than they were when they first came out. We're not looking at them as troubled or they need help or anything. We're looking at them with their artistic expression, and it's something that other people can take notes from.
Exactly. Now they're making like movies about Edgar Allan Poe right? And they made movies in 2012. And yeah, exactly. All these guys are just like, back then they might have thought this guy's weird. He's a drunk. He writes dark shit and scary stories. And he's there with his candles and his inkwell. Because, you know, in the 18th century, you know, and I'd love to do that. I'd love to be in a room with like just candles and inkwells. And like, yeah, writing shit. I'd be like, dope. Like, I'd love to do that. Not on a computer, but really do it with a feather pen. I'd love to go back to that. It's like, I think we'll be tight. But yeah, dude, like, seriously, yeah. Yeah, it's like The Rock said, you know, The Rock from WWE. It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, exactly. And as time goes on, I think people are way more forgiving, like later on, because you can be so different when you come out, and then afterwards when they like take a look back and say, oh, this is why this person was like this, this is why this sounded like this, it makes them look way better to the public eye.
Oh, seriously, dude. Yeah, totally. Yeah, man. It's like, yeah, I mean, sometimes in life we go through a high low. Yeah. Are you fading tonight or no?
Yeah, I am. I definitely am.
Yeah, me too, dude.
It's not as much as I was yesterday.
And we should go to the next great song, The High Low, because that's the third song I left on, because I had Density and Broken Side, which I love, yeah. And I love Density. That was awesome, too. But Broken Side has been my theme song now for a while. I'm like, yeah. That and, like, Suicide Solution by Ozzy Osbourne, the drinking song. Yeah, I'm like, a couple of theme songs for me. But, yeah, definitely High Low. Another good one, so I left it on the list because I can only have three tracks on this dude, like for the whole thing. So yeah, we're gonna take a little music break right now, guys. This is Michael Picard with the song High Low, and check it out. I hope you guys enjoy it. Check it out and enjoy. back on Drunk Talk Radio. Oh yeah, that was a great song by Michael Picard. Man, that was, yeah, dude, that was a very awesome song. One of my favorites.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. All of the nice things that you say about my music, man. I hope you know how much I appreciate it.
Oh, for real, my friend. Yeah, I really mean it, and I love your music, and it's like, yeah, that music, that song, I love when you say, you know, I wanted to pass out, but I stayed up through the hangover. I stayed up to hangover. That was just crazy.
And, yeah, I think I appreciate that, man. I think you and I are the only ones that would do that.
Yeah, I have done that, actually. Which is crazy. But because I didn't go to sleep, there wasn't much of a hangover. I just kept going in the morning. But yeah, but that's when I was younger. I think now it would still get me. But yeah, man, it's like, yeah, that song is awesome. Broken Side, I think, is a masterpiece, man. I think, because I think when I posted it on Facebook, a lot of people related to it and they liked it. So I was thinking, like, yeah, for real.
That song, Broken Side, got more plays than the other ones do. And I kind of look at that as like, if they end up getting plays and I'm not even posting it, then they're probably feeling that more than other things. I guess it depends. Like, it's hard, like, to, like, with as many songs as I've made in my life, like over 1,000 now, like, it's almost impossible to predict, like, what's going to resonate with some people. So I kind of just let them. Like, I don't really post anything. I just try to see, like, oh, maybe they'll like this or maybe they'll like that, or what I think I sound best on might not be what other people are going to want to listen to. Like, I think the other songs are better than Broken Side, personally, but, like, it seems like other people like Broken Side more. So I think it's cool to me. Like, I can't hear my own music like other people do. So it's cool to hear, like, the outside opinion.
I think it's because with Broken Side, a lot of people relate to that. Like, I related to it. I was like, whoa, that's like, I don't know. It kind of sounds like how I feel about stuff. That's what I was telling people, how I feel all about stuff. I feel about things like this a lot. And I posted the song, and then people were like, whoa, that's cool. You know, so it's like, yeah. I mean, I think when they hear it, and they're probably like, whoa, that's kind of how I was feeling. It goes and spreads, you know. That's the way I think. It's like,
I hope so, man. And maybe, and you can tell me what you think, but I kind of think like Broken Side, I was very straightforward on. Like, I didn't write metaphorically or anything like that. I just spoke exactly how I felt. And like on other songs like Density, like I spoke in metaphors instead. And maybe it's kind of harder to figure out when somebody uses metaphors instead of like when they're just speaking straight up.
Yeah, it's more mysterious, but I think since Broken Side was so open and, like, so real, people were just related to it. Like, because that's the first thing I heard. I was like, whoa, that kind of sounds like me, like, back in the day, and sometimes even now. I'm, like, thinking, yeah, I drink too much, and so like, people think it's a problem. It was more a problem when I was younger, though, because I definitely would have a problem, because I'd be drinking hard liquor all the time, like, almost every day. Or beer every day, and it was like, or I didn't know if I was blacked out, or if I was passed out, or if I was awake, you know. So it was like, it was like really crazy.
So, that's kind of cool. Like, like the High Low song we just played, in the hook, I say, I drained out to maintain at a high low. It came down with a rain, only I know. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, I'm not sure about that lyric. I know about the...
See, the funny thing, like, to me is... it's not funny, but I mean, like, it's talking about a hangover. It's like a rain only I know, like, it's only my hangover. Like, nobody else can experience it. But I think think you would relate to that. But it's just, like, I guess I wrote it in, like, a different way. It's not, like, straightforward. It's kind of like you have to, like, through it in order to understand what I meant.
Yeah, your stuff is very poetic, and I do that too in my poetry. I write really deep and dark stuff, and it could be about any girl or anyone, but you won't know who I'm talking about. But then, like, you know, the rest you could kind of guess. So so I kind of get, you know, like, you will hide. I mean, like, not hide it, but, like, with me, I hide who it's about, but then I'll just, you know, only that person or me would know who it was about. But then it's like, yeah, exactly. So with music and poetry, it's like that only certain people would know. Or, like, if they, or some people could probably figure it out, though. There's people that could listen to that and figure it out. So, yeah, no, it's all kinds of stuff, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I don't know, you express yourself differently, and I've been rapping a lot more lately. I don't know if you could tell. I can't really sing like I used to, man. I smoke like a chimney and I drink too much. I can't really sing anymore, and it kind of sucks, man. Like I miss being able to sing like I used to, but I guess that's why I've been falling back on screaming and rapping a lot.
Cause more rap stuff, yeah. I've been doing some singing, but you know, I don't smoke and drink too much all the time. I drink, but like not all the time. But yeah, I've been trying to get back into singing. But but I always do the rap stuff, of course, because it's a lot easier to do the rap stuff. So it's like, yeah. No, I feel you, dude. It's like crazy. It's like Yeah, but I love your singing, though. That's kind of sad, because I do love your singing. Your singing is great.
Thanks, man. I wish, I got to make changes in order to be able to sing again. And I haven't been doing singing lessons or anything that I used to do. And, I haven't really been making, like, any good choices really lately. And that's something that's got to change, because my voice got a lot better. Like, I don't know, this is going on like 2 years ago now or whatever, when I was trying to make my voice better and I was able to hit the high notes and like all that stuff. And
you were hitting that sound. Yeah, no, you were definitely.
I want to get back there.
Yeah,
thanks, man. Yeah, I want to get back there. Hey, on a different note, E3 was just in LA, I think last week or the week before, and I wanted to know if you saw the trailers for the Evil Within 2 for the game.
I have not seen it yet.
It's going to be amazing, man. The first game, I think that came out in like 2014 or like late 2014, and that was from Shinji Mikami, who was the creator and director of Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil 0, Resident Evil 4, and Shadows of the Damned. And then he did The Evil Within, which is kind of pretty similar to Resident Evil 4, but like a completely different story and stuff. And that ended up being in my top 5 games of all time. I think it's a horror masterpiece that any fan of horror should check out. And they just announced that there's a sequel coming out on October. It's going to be Friday the 13th of October, and you're going back. You're playing as Detective Sebastian Castellanos again from the first game, but you're going to be exploring what happened to his wife and his daughter, and she's still alive. Both of them are still alive, and you think that they're both dead during the first game. And what I kind of liked, and I'm kind of afraid of, is the first game there was no emotional element to it. Like, you weren't like, damn, I feel bad for this Sebastian guy. No, I was like shrouded in mystery. Like, who is this evil guy that we're in? Why are we in his head? Why are we here? Why are we trapped in this world called Mobius? And which is kind of like a Matrix style, like plug it into Mobius. Why are we here? And then some questions get answered, and then it leaves you with more questions. And then the second game, we're going to be exploring what happened to his daughter and his wife. And it's going to be like an emotional experience, and the game's going to be a little more open world than it was before. And it just seems like such a big shift from the first game. Like, I'm kind of nervous about how it's going to be.
Seriously, dude, that sounds creepy as hell. Like, dude, I totally want, I love horror, like, movies and video games. And I got to go back and play all these, like all the Resident Evils and all the Silent Hills. I haven't played them. That's what's crazy. I think I've only played some of the Resident Evil. Like, yeah. I've never even, like, played Silent Hill. Like, I've heard people tell me back in the early 2000s.
I wish you
so
did,
scary.
Man. I wish you did.
I should just
Resident
get a
Evil 4 and Resident Evil 7, man. Those are 7 came out, like, last year. And that's one of the best games I've ever played in my life. I never
like clench my fist and be like, oh my God, this is scaring the shit out of me at a game before. And it was tied into the other Resident Evils, but like through like little bits and pieces and stuff. And it's like an isolated story set after Resident Evil 6 with like different people. And the Evil Within is kind of like, if you were familiar, it was like if Silent Hill and Resident Evil 4 had a baby. And that's why I loved it so much, because Silent Hill 2 is my favorite game of all time. And I would recommend like checking out like a Let's Play or like a walkthrough or like just checking out what the story is. Because, this stuff is crazy. Like the imagery, the symbolism, like the atmosphere is something that I've never seen before in anything, in TV, movies, games, comics, whatever.
Oh, man. So that's, like, super, super crazy and super awesome. I would love to see that, man. Like, for real, yeah. And I love all those games, the Resident Evil and, like, Silent Hill, all those games. I mean, like, I haven't really played them, like I said, but I've played a little bit of Resident Evil, and I've heard of Silent Hill a lot. And I think I've seen clips of it on YouTube, but, yeah. I mean, I want to play all these games. And like really get into the dark stuff, you know.
Yeah, I think it'll I think it'll like get your like creative juices flowing, because these villains that like in Silent Hill 2, the main villain is Pyramid Head, who like, you know, a lot of people have seen. And Pyramid Head is just a manifestation.
Yeah,
yeah, man, he's a manifestation of the main character's guilt. And like, without going into too many spoilers or anything, I don't want to ruin the story for you, but he does exist in this place. Silent Hill is, like, different for everybody that's inside of it. And the symbolism that's used is not, like, very, like, you don't understand. Like, you see this Pyramid Head dude, like, he's taking some of the enemies, and he's, like, doing, like, weird, like, horrible, like, torturous sexual things to them. And you're like, what the fuck? Why is this guy splitting open these girls' legs and stuff like this? Like, it's gruesome and shit, and you don't understand, like, until the end, like, oh my God, this is why he's doing this. This is the guilt that this character feels because of something that he did. And I use a lot of that as, like, inspiration and stuff to be, like, you don't, like, it's like a tip of the iceberg thing. Like, you see what's going on, but you don't really see what's going on underneath. And, like, the reason for stuff like that. And that's why I think Silent Hill is really, really powerful, because there's so many hidden meanings behind why the enemies look like this, why this character says this, why these other characters say certain things, why the world looks like this, why this building looks like this. Like, it all has a hidden meaning to it.
Yeah. Silent Hill was crazy. I remember even from I watched the first two movies. And yeah, it was pretty crazy. And I think Pyramid Head was in the movies.
Yeah,
so.
He's different in the movies, man. He's portrayed as a good guy in the movies and in the games. He's neither like a good guy or a bad guy. He's kind of just a presence there and something that you're supposed to feel. But the first Silent Hill movie was one of the best movie adaptations of a video game I've ever seen. It took elements of Silent Hill 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I played them all. But since you haven't played them, like, you wouldn't really, like, see where it was coming from. But they took things from the first four games and kind of incorporated them into one movie. And it really felt like you were in the game. I've never seen a movie based on a video game that I actually felt like I was watching the game, just from, like, a slightly different
perspective. Yeah, I felt like it was in the game, even though I had never even played the game. I just heard of it. But people had told me about the crying babies and all that. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's what these guys were talking about. But that's about all I heard, that I had heard of. And then, yeah, it's just, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, man, you got to, Silent Hill 1 is a little bit dated. It's really good, and it's just a little bit older. But Silent Hill 2 is, like, immediately accessible, and they're all 1, 2, 3, and 4, which were the main ones developed by Team Silent. 1 and 3 are connected, and 2 and 4 are connected, but you don't really need to play 1 in order to understand, like, something that's going on. But get your hands on Silent Hill 2, man. That was that's the best game I've ever played, and, like, I'll never forget my experience with that. And there's, like, I think 7 endings to Silent Hill 2, and
whoa.
all of these, man, they're so crazy. Like it's not too out there and too weird for anybody like that's not a fan of the genre to be able to get into. But since you're already into horror,